The African IPO market saw a sharp decrease in both value and volume of initial public offerings, and that was largely due to continuing economic and political turmoil in the region, compounded by a climate of global economic uncertainty. Head of Capital Markets at Bacon McKenzie, Wildu du Plessis, joins me in studio for more. Wildu, thank you so much for your time. So a drop in African IPO values. Perhaps let's expand on that a little bit. What was the cause?
So before we look at the cause, the first thing is it was a big drop.
Yeah.
There was a literally sort of almost a 28% year-on-year decrease between 2018 and 2019. And then, if you'll recall, there was a big decrease between 2017 and 2018. Mm. The causes, I think, for Africa specifically, as you touched on, real political and economic uncertainty. Mm-hmm. If you look at the continent itself, the three big economies, South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt, all three of them affected. South Africa, I don't think we have to tell the viewers exactly what happened, but, you know, with our elections, I think there's a lot of positivism after it, but it's going to take quite a bit of time before we get to the levels of economic activity that we would want to see and that would really be driving IPO activity. Egypt, after the uprising in 2011, there's been a slow uptick and things are looking good there. In fact, the largest African IPO this year is the carbon technology one. It was supposed to close sometime in June. I don't think it has, but that's predicted to bring in about $250 million. Just compare that to the largest cross-border South African one, the Renergis one, $7 million. So big difference. Nigeria, we've seen huge political instability in Nigeria, economic issues with the oil price, but they also seem to be sort of going a bit better. There's the possibility of an Airtel IPO that will hopefully sort of bring them up a bit. But as you said, quite a depressed first half of this year.
Let's talk a bit about Egypt. So I find it quite interesting that it's generating a buzz around its pipeline of IPOs. What exactly is happening in the environment that's creating this much excitement?
So remember where Egypt comes from. They had the uprising, the Arab Spring in 2011, and they're slowly building up economic activity in that country again. So the IPO barometer or measurement that we do at Baker McKenzie is sort of one look at the economic activity in a country, but all the other bits in Egypt is also picking up quite a bit. All of the project financing, FDI investment, that sort of thing. It is really sort of becoming just, it's working off the real sort of lows that they saw after that uprising of 2011. There is, of course, quite a big interest from the Middle East and from America into the Egyptian story. So that's probably what's driving quite a bit of that.
All right. So the one thing I found quite interesting, and perhaps you can explain to us, and maybe it'll touch a little bit on how your barometer works, is that one of the major deals that was excluded from the African figures was the Jumia technology one, which everyone, you know, kept an eye on. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So Jumia raised about $225 million, mm-hmm. big one. It is a pan-African tech startup. The reason why we excluded it is because the holding company is in Germany.
Okay.
So one can sort of see, you know, well, one can decide, should it have been in, should it not have been in? I don't think it would have made a major difference in the numbers. We would still would have seen a drop. But overall, I think it's a positive thing to see that you do see these African tech startups starting to access capital markets.
Okay. So in terms of Nigeria, are you at least seeing that perhaps in the near future we might see some activity creep back in?
We're generally positive about that, yes. We see that there is quite, and Nigeria has been slowly upticking in any event. Mm-hmm. With the stability that you start seeing on the commodity price cycle, I think that will sort of really be good for the Nigerian market.
Okay, cool. So now we've touched on the continent. Let's talk globally. What's been happening on that side of things?
So for Africa, we said there was about a 24%, 25% drop year on year. Globally, it's well in excess of 35% drop. So globally, it's also been not a great picture. Primarily, the reasons very similar, political and economic instability. And we can think of things like this, the trade insecurity or trade issues that everyone is seeing between the US and China. The issue around a potential no-deal Brexit is still a huge issue for economic activity, especially in the capital market side. And we must not forget that we saw the US federal government shutdown earlier in the year, sort of quite for a prolonged period. All of that really does sort of impact on markets want stability. Mm. So stable and predictiveness, that's what's good for IPOs, and that's just not there.
What are your expectations for the second half?
Look, I remain optimistic. hopefully it'll be a bit better than the first half. When we looked at it at the end of last year, we did say that 2019 does seem to hold quite some promise. Mm-hmm. First half hasn't really delivered on that, but from what we see at Baker McKenzie, we do think that there could be quite a bit of activity in the second half. Okay. I just hope that comes back to Africa to sort of prolong and really work forward that African story.
But the one thing you do mention in your report is that South Africa still has a lot of work to put in before you might even want to look at it twice again in terms of, you know, positivity.
I would think so. I think if you're an investor out there, you would want to say, let's just first see whether all the signs that we see in South Africa actually do deliver. I must say there has been quite a lot of positiveness in South Africa, but I think people are generally sort of expecting a real turn too quickly. The World Bank has just cut back on our growth rates again. So the way we would look at it is that there's at least a year, I would think, that we would still have to sort of work it through and then hopefully start seeing a bit more activity.
Before I let you go, one sign that would at least convince you that something's happening in the South African market that would put a smile on your face?
Well, look, it's SoNA. Mm-hmm. So one would have to see what happens with State of the Nation address and to what extent the Ramaphosa government is in a position to really start giving the right messages to the market. I think we've been thinking a lot about our state-owned enterprises. I mean, there's a lot of distress there, and the market is really expecting some news to say we need to address it.
All right, let's leave you there. Thank you so much for your time.
Brilliant.
That was the head of capital markets at Baker McKenzie, Wildu du Plessis.